Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that's so eBay, it streams red, blue, yellow, and green. Now, here's Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound messaging tool for eBay sellers. Every seller likes to be ramped up for the holidays in time to catch early bird shoppers. But late shoppers can be just as lucrative, if not more so. And here now with five ways to catch last-minute buyers is the power-selling mom herself, Dana Crawford. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Dana. She's a longtime eBay educator, and she's a member of the eBay Hall of Fame. And Dana, what's the first thing sellers can do to snag last-minute shoppers?
Hi. I think a good first tip to start with is the key is to have offer same-day shipping and pay attention to what your handling time is when you offer same-day shipping, because if the later in the day, if you have a cutoff time, like say 3 p.m., 4 p.m., then you'll show up better in search when you have same-day shipping and you're able to ship it before your cutoff time. And so I think that this is a good idea, but you have to make sure that you can do it.
That's true, yeah.
What's the second strategy, Dana?
Well, offer express shipping, but don't offer that as your first choice. Be sure to offer that as your second choice. You know, on shipping, when you're doing your shipping options, you can have three choices. So if you have regular shipping as your first choice, but offer express as your second choice, and the reason is if you offer it as your first choice, then it's going to show expensive shipping, because whatever is your first choice, it's going to show up on the page when they come to view, and then it's going to look like your shipping's really high. So you don't want to offer it as the first choice, but do offer it as the second, and as long as it's an option in there, so those last-minute people can get it shipped to them quickly for holiday gift-giving.
That makes sense.
So you offer two different ways, but the first one is free, so it's going to show free shipping?
Correct. You can do that. Yeah. But if you, or even if you're charging for shipping, have a lower shipping rate, but you got to have express in there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because it's a good option.
We're speaking with Dana Crawford, known on eBay as Power Selling Mom, and she is giving us some tips on how to snag last minute shoppers. And so, first of all, she's mentioned same-day shipping, and the second thing is express shipping.
Correct.
What's a third way to attract late buyers?
One-day auctions really work well for me, and especially this time of year. And I know eBay charges $1 for listing fee on one-day auctions, but in my experience, it's really worth it because it gets people excited. I try to have my auctions end about 2 or 3 in the afternoon or earlier. So sometimes I'll run, like on a Monday, I'll run one-day auctions from Sunday and Monday and run them starting at 7 in the morning up until all day, till I'm bored or whatever. But I feel that it really helps.
What kind of things would you put on a one-day auction?
Well, right now I've been doing a lot of action figures, but in the past, one-day auctions that work the best for me are scrap metal jewelry and like gold, silver, those kind of things, or even coins. I've done well with one-day auctions.
Okay. Your fourth tip for holiday procrastinators.
Local pickup. But never, ever, ever have local pickup as your first choice. And don't ever, I don't care how big your item is, if it's a Mack truck, don't offer local pickup only, because you won't show up as generously in eBay search when you offer local pickup only. But for those local people, this will also give you great connections with people that have business accounts with like DHL or FedEx, a lot of businesses. One year I had a client on eBay purchase an item. It was a record album, and they sent the courier to my house Christmas Eve to pick up a record album.
Wow, that's amazing.
What was the record album?
I honestly can't remember. I know it. I can't remember what it was. This was a few years ago, but I thought that was so cool because he was, whoever purchased it was confident from my description that they could do that because I had local pickup always as a third choice as shipping options. So they were able to, didn't matter, you know, where they were, or if they are local, at least if you have that in there, then people don't mind, you know, coming by and picking up. Of course, you have to make sure you don't have the family, you know, around the Christmas tree and or a lot going on Christmas Eve, but you have to make sure you're available to accept those local people.
Griff, have you ever had a one-day auction?
Oh, maybe a long, long time ago.
Really?
It's been years since I've used the format.
Wouldn't your, like your really, really hard to find colognes be something?
I think there's different strategies. The problem for me with a one-day auction would be if somebody wasn't looking who would be a potential buyer that one day, they may be someone who would have pushed the price up and they totally missed it. So I tend to focus more on long durations when I use them. But I, like I said, you can't really go by my selling because I don't think I've used the auction format in several years. So
years.
Yep. Yeah.
He's doing all buy it nows.
Wow.
It's not to say it's the right way. I think it's a matter of personal taste. A lot of sellers
and so, well, Griff's got a full-time job.
Right.
A lot of times I have to remind people of this, that there is a full-time job going on with me and with Griff here. And Griff does a really good job of keeping listings up there.
Sure.
But he can't do it like a full-time person.
No.
So what's your handling time, Griff?
One day.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. So you're still able to get it done then. So then
what's good about the job, the full-time job, is that if I sell something today, I'll go home and either tonight or tomorrow pack and label it and then bring it in here and drop it off at the mail room picks everything up. So
sure.
Actually, that end, we have it easy. Shipping is usually not a problem for me. I just bring it in and leave it here.
Perfect.
So what's the fifth thing that you do? So far, we've mentioned same-day shipping, express shipping, one-day auctions, and local pickup. What's the fifth thing?
I think, of course, well, I use what's called thank you emails.
Have you guys heard of that? Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah, it's provided in the eBay App Center by a company called 3D Sellers. They're awesome guys from Israel, I believe. And they released it in 2014, and I've been using it since, because I've been a fan of theirs anyhow, but it's awesome because it's only $3.99 a month. And as soon as a person bids or buys, they receive a thank you email. And you can customize this thank you email that will show them other items or it'll show your feedback or whatever you'd like to have, you know, express yourself with. Happy holidays or, you know, other items, same day shipping, maybe things that you could offer. But I think that the opportunity with having this service really helps you as a small business person on eBay get not only repeat business, but additional.
I'm going after them to sponsor this show.
You should.
3D Sellers.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey,
is
there anything special you do once you've made the sale?
Follow up is everything. You know, it's all about customer service because people don't realize your job really, okay, it's done. I made a sale. Great. But you want them to keep coming back. Yeah, you want to keep having that repeat business. So even with the thank you emails, you could ask them. They'll get an email once you ship. And then you could actually send a coupon. Back up a minute. When you send your product in the mail, you could include, I always include my business card, but you could also include a printout coupon. Personally, I hate it when I get packages and it has, like, somebody mailed me a book of, you know, like 10 pages of all their information about their feedback in their life, I don't want to read that. I want to look at my item that I received. But I will look at a business card, or I will keep a business card, or I will look at a coupon, and I'll keep a coupon. So if you have something as simple as free shipping on your next item, you know, free domestic, of course, free shipping any item under 10 pounds, and send me an email or message me at time of purchase, and I'll waive your shipping fee, that kind of thing. Some type of
follow-up.
That will get them to come back. You know what I mean? You want to keep them coming back.
Dana, we want to thank you so much for being with us.
Okay.
So, again, let's go over them. So it's same-day shipping. These are five ways to catch last-minute buyers.
Sure.
Same-day shipping, express shipping, one-day auctions, local pickup, thank you emails, and customer service follow-up for repeat business. I like all of those things. Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
Dana, what's your feedback score right now?
I think it's 14,000 something. Yep.
So you know what you're doing. We're doing this for new listeners today that who may not know who Dana Crawford is. Power Selling Mom. Thank you, Dana.
Dana, thank you so much. This segment was brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. Up next, social media. When we come back with more of eBay Radio.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
The portability of today's online business makes entrepreneurship more liberating than ever. Think about it. Couples RV across the country, product sourcing and selling on eBay all the way. Many couples travel or even move overseas, and their businesses on eBay hardly miss a beat. Then there's the coffee shop crowd and the sit on a rock on the beach and list gang. To discover a taste of this liberation, move around your house. Bring a laptop outside on the porch or sunroom for an hour during the day. Try the Wi-Fi at the nearest coffee shop or, yes, even the beach. Today, the world really is your office.
This retail moment was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
When it comes to moving inventory, you know that velocity is key. Bulk gets it. That's why they upload new inventory 3 times a day. Bulk offers liquidation goods by the pallet or case, containing overstock, shelf pulls, and returns across dozens of categories, all from major retailers, including Target. They update their selection daily at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Eastern. Bulk even alerts you when new merchandise arrives in your preferred categories, conditions, and lot sizes. Bulk ships promptly right to your doorstep for a low flat rate. And you can purchase via PayPal or credit card from your computer or smartphone with just one click. So when you feel the need for speed, Bulk's right there with product alerts, fast shipping, and new lots 3 times a day. Browse for free at Bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
The story of eBay seller Mark and his journey to 6bit Software is a classic.
I've been selling on eBay for close to 15 years. The position I'm currently in at work, I've been here 3 years, and I took over our eBay store.
And then Mark needed to up his eBay listing game.
Yeah, we managed well over 1,000 listings. I was looking for something that was more robust and would give me the ability to do that in a large quantity and much quicker.
The road to 6bit was paved with wonderfulness.
Using 6bit has really changed how we do eBay. We were able to increase our listings and modify them with ease.
He likes the time-saving features 6bit provides.
If I want to say everything that we're selling in this store category, apply these payment settings or apply these shipping settings, it happens within seconds.
His advice to other eBay sellers?
I really make 6bit the only choice for any type of eBay sales or editing of your product.
6bit Software, a game-changing listing tool for Mark and for you. Take the journey to your next listing level at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.